Okay, this is for Andreas, who wanted to hear how I say words incorrectly, even though I don't really have an accent, except for I randomly sound like a Valley girl, even though I've only been to California once in my entire life. Okay, so I have random words that I say oddly for no reason. One of them is the beverage that you drink, that you pour on your cereal. Normal people would say this as milk. I say milk. I don't know why that is. There's no E in that word. That is how I say the word milk. It's not something I'm trying to do. It's just something that happens. Most words that have a double T in the middle, I say oddly, as if I'm two and just learning how to speak the English language. Normal people would say them as, say, mitten or kitten, something along those lines. I say them with two very hard T's in the middle, such as mitten and kitten, or my most favorite, smitten, which I like quite a bit because I am often a smitten kitten with a number of things and or people. But the one for Andreas, which I've been putting off till the end, is how I say his homeland and soon to be his current digs. So I don't say England incorrectly or Scotland incorrectly, but for some reason that is really unfathomable to anyone other than me. Unfathomable. I'm very tired this evening. I say Andreas's homeland, ready? Finland. I don't do that on purpose. Again, that is just how it comes out in normal conversation. I'll be having a conversation about someone. Oh, Andreas, he's from Finland. I also, for some reason, say Iceland that way. However, I don't say England or Scotland that way. I'm not really 100% sure where that comes from. Makes my dad laugh hysterically, purposely asks me to say Finland for him on a regular basis and wants to know, oh, where's your friend the scientist from? And I'll say, oh, Finland. And it'll make him laugh for a good 2 minutes. So there's your story, Andreas. Good luck with your move back to Finland.